Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. This is May the 5th, 2019, Sunday morning. You know, I don't think we realize this morning just how the power that we have in our mouth. And that's what the theme of this morning is going to be all about, is the power that God has given us in our mouths to change things. You realize this whole world is going the way that it's going because of a narrative. Let's get over it. I feel that oppressive spirit in here this morning, and I just bind it in the name of Jesus. Let's focus on what I'm saying, not on what we didn't do right or maybe we should have done this. Let's just focus on this morning and what the Spirit's saying, because this is very important. Thank you, Jesus. We get back on track here. Thank you, Lord. God has given us the power in our tongues like He had in the beginning. And when He saw what He didn't like, what did He do? He changed it. And I know there's a lot going on in the world today, and there's a lot of talking heads on how we can solve it and what we can do. But the only thing really that is the truth is they need to hear God's word. They need to change their way of thinking. That's how we got the type of people we're seeing and talking about the next generation that's coming up. I saw yesterday, I didn't really look at it too long, but it was a news post of these children that are, they're Muslims, and they're being taught, and there's no parents around. These are all kids doing this, and they're American citizens. I guess they were born over here, and they want to cut off every American's head and kill every American. I'm thinking, a narrative. Mm-hmm. Our society has become corrupt because of a narrative, just like it became corrupt in the days of Noah. And then after that, the Tower of Babel. You see, I think there's 10 generations like in between each of those things. We see, because God's word was not what was being heard, it was not what was being paid attention to. But in our world today, that's what's going to make the difference. That's what's going to change. And it's going to be towards the end. The Lord began to speak to me yesterday at great length about this is that new era. The new era. It's a change in narrative is what it is. Right now it's a battle between the devil's voice and God's voice in this country. And God says, and He has said through some of His prophets, that He is going to bring down any voice that will not speak His word. That's how defined it's become. Mm-hmm. It's like that line in the sand. Either you're for God or you aren't. There's no gray area anymore. There's no double talking anymore. We got to get our mouth in line with either God's way or we're going to go with the world's way, but we need to make a choice. That's just what the Lord has been saying to me. And it's not just me. I hear it. I hear it from others also. All right, I'm going to start out with kind of where we ended last week about how we say things, our intent, the way we do it. This is going to win people or lose people. This is called the sweetness of the lips. The title of this is The Sweetness of the Lips. I got here vinegar. Vinegar. Let's look at Proverbs 16:21, which is the scripture. You know, a couple of years ago, the Lord said that what we were doing on Sunday mornings were dress rehearsals. You know what you do in dress rehearsals? You're practicing to get it right. So whenever the real show comes, then you can step up, and you've practiced so many times that you've got it right. All right, this is Proverbs 16:21. He who deals wisely and heeds God's word and counsel shall find good, and whoever leans on, trusting, and is confident in the Lord, happy, blessed, and fortunate is he. That's not the scripture. Wait a minute. The wise in heart are called prudent, understanding, and knowing, and winsome speech increases learning in both speaker and listeners. I think in the King James Version, which I don't have one up here, I thought that said that about the sweetness of the lips increases learning. The way you say things, it's either inviting, or it's received, or it's not. A couple of years ago, the Lord gave me this analogy, and we're going to look at that. This is in Judges chapter 14. Starting with verse 5. Says here, then Samson and his father and his mother went down to Timnah and came to the vineyards of Timnah and beheld a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion as he would have torn a kid. He had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father and mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a while he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the body of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the body of the lion. And the analogy the Lord gave me, this represents him. He's the lion. And the word is honey. And the Lord said, be like that, like Samson. Be strong. The lion is strong, but be sweet. Strong and sweet. I said, Lord, how am I strong and sweet? How do you be a strong Christian, but do it with sweetness? Okay, the lion died, but he was raised in his sweetness. His word is in us. His word is likened to his word in Scripture. Okay, the promised land and the flow that flowed with milk and honey. I was looking at different scriptures where it used the word honey. I'm going to look at a couple of scriptures here. This is Psalms 19, verse 10. It says, more to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. They are sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. You know, really all the answer to everything that we need is His Word. It has the answer to whatever situation we face in life. Okay, 16:24. Flip back a couple of pages. Well, there's not a 16:24. Okay, we'll skip that one. So our words are to be as honey. They're not to be sour like vinegar. So we're going to look at just a few scriptures here. This is going to be a short one. Okay, Proverbs 10. The gospel is supposed to be good news. 11, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. A well of life. Verse 20, the tongues of those who are upright and right standing with God are as choice silver. 21, the first part, the lips of the righteous feed and guide many. We haven't realized, I don't think, just how powerful our words are. All right, Proverbs 12:6. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. 14. They're all through here. Where no wise guidance is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. 18. The wicked man earns deceitful wages, but he who sows righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation shall have a sure reward, permanent and satisfying. I guess I should have got my King James out because sometimes it really changes it. Okay, Proverbs 13:2. He who guards his mouth keeps his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. 3a, there's a thing about words. You can't get them back once they're already out. Life is short, but in comparison to eternity, it's short. Even though he satisfies us with long life. Have you ever spoken words that you didn't want to speak and then they were out before you knew it and then you couldn't get them back? The teaching of the wise, verse 14, is a fountain of life. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise utters knowledge rightly. But the mouth of the fool pours out folly. Maybe I'm locating somebody today. Proverbs 15:4. A gentle tongue is a tree of life. Okay, 16:28. Well, 24 is a great one. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb. Sweet to the mind and healing to the body. Okay, 16:28. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisper separates close friends. Talking about words here. Okay, 30. He shuts his eye to device. He who shuts his eyes to devise perverse things and who compresses his lips brings evil to pass. Another doesn't speak up. Okay, 23. Okay, 18. Proverbs 18:4. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, and the fountain of skillful and godly wisdom is like a gushing stream. I like what the Amplified says, sparkling, fresh, pure, and life-giving. A man's self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words he must be satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit. And over there in Galatians it says, whatever a man sows, that and that only shall he reap. Okay, let's keep going. 21, 23. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from troubles. James talks about that. Talks all about the power of the tongue, like I think it's chapter 2. Okay, 25:11. A word fitly spoken and in due season is like apples of gold in settings of silver. 15. By long forbearance and calmness of spirit, a judge or ruler is persuaded, and soft speech breaks down the most bone-like resistance. That's what I like about our president. He's a negotiator. He has a way of talking to leaders and things, and they just want to just do whatever he says. Diplomat. 25, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Proverbs 27:9. Oil and perfume rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness of a friend's counsel that comes from the heart. 29:11. A fool utters all his anger, but a wise man holds it back and steals it. That's a sign of maturity. Jesus, Acts 10:38, it said, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He was the lion, and honey flowed out of the lion. And that's what he wants us to be as we go about our business, having compassion on people. You know, just, I talked to former pastors, and last night called me, and I was talking about, we went to a restaurant here in town one day, and there was when it came time to pay, waitress came over and said, somebody paid for your meal, which has never happened to us, you know, as far as that way. Usually it's us paying for somebody else's meal. And when we found out who it was, this little, you know, looked like a little single, maybe a little widow lady. Just, she said, I just saw you praying over your food. And I just, the Lord just said, bless them. You know, just, it was such a blessing. It was so sweet. And I thought, and it was probably a sacrifice for her. You know, just being sweet to people, loving people, caring about people. That's what's going to win people. Not argument, not debate, not I'm right and you're wrong, not, you know, some people are just, well, if you don't quit doing that, you're going to go to hell type of attitude. Now, I know there's a time to speak in love. There's a time that you can speak a strong word, but our lips, we have a lot of power in this mouth. I mean, how much more powerful can you get than death and life out of your lips? So just encourage you today to, whatever we do it because, you know, Jesus told us to go and do what he did, and his was based on goodness. If you follow his ministry, now the only ones he ever came down on were the religious leaders. But the people, he had compassion, and he gave them what they needed. Okay.